I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner with your overnight agricultural weather update. And it looks like this day we have heavy rain that's falling across parts of the Tennessee River Basin area. Excessive amounts of rain from eastern half of Tennessee down into Alabama and southeastern Mississippi overnight varied from 3 to around 5.7 inches. The precipitation will shift to the east of the southern Appalachian Mountains today and tonight. We'll look for 1 to 3 inches of rain in those areas. Flooding is already an issue across some of that area from Tennessee down into Alabama, and it may expand a little bit to the east as we go forward through the day today as the heavy rain continues to shift in that direction. A short-term break in this precipitation pattern will take place. We'll expect to see drier conditions evolve from Friday into Monday morning, and during that time period the flood water will definitely recede, and but the topsoil is not expected to firm in any significant manner just simply because of the cool bias that our temperatures still have. We'll look for another rainy period to begin to evolve as we go from Tuesday into Friday of next week, with a couple of waves of energy coming through the region producing more rain. Additional amounts of 2 to 4 inches will occur in at least a part of the same region that got the heavy rain last night, and we'll see other areas picking up on 1 to 3 inches. This wet weather pattern is an omen for the future, so be aware of the fact that this is something we may see frequently as we go forward through the latter part of this winter and into spring. That means some planting delays are going to be possible across the mid-south and the southeastern states as we get closer to the planting season. All right, in the rest of the U.S., relatively tranquil weather will occur. It did snow heavily from parts of Missouri into Michigan yesterday. The snow accumulations ranged 1 to 4 inches, although Morrison, Missouri had 6 inches. It still looks as though a big part of the U.S. plains are going to see somewhat tranquil weather over the next 7 to 10 days. There will be a couple of weak disturbances moving through the region, but moisture is not likely to be seriously increased across any part of the plains. In the meantime, in South America, the forecast continues to be quite favorable for abundant precipitation to come and go across Brazil, and we'll expect Argentina to see its share of precipitation as well. Production potentials in Brazil continue to look at a record, and I just don't see anything that's going to come along to change that. That's from a soybean perspective. Now, corn could be a different story. Late season corn, which represents probably 70% of the total corn coming out of Brazil, could be planted late enough that some farmers may choose not to plant it, or the yields are going to be down quite a bit. Any delay that occurs in the rest of the soybean harvest season could add to some of that psychology that maybe some planting will not take place because planting will begin to occur too late into the season. In Argentina, there's some pockets of dryness out there, but nothing that just jumps out at me as being a real serious threat. And it looks like in the rest of the world, it's all about Australia. They continue to get some recovery rains to take place. More showers and thunderstorms occurred yesterday in southeastern Queensland and northeastern New South Wales. Some unofficial rain totals over 5 inches were reported from the interior parts of southeastern Queensland yesterday, but it was very spotty. Other areas picked up on amounts mostly running upwards to about 2/10 to about 8/10 of an inch. The precipitation in eastern Australia will continue on a near daily basis, taking us on out through the next week to 10 days, and that is going to bring some additional relief. But drought busting conditions are probably not going to occur without some kind of generalized soaking rain that occurs over multiple days, and that just simply is not very likely right now. There's going to continue to be good conditions in other places around the world, but for right now, we'll leave it at that, and we'll cover it tomorrow. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated, with your agricultural weather update.